This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the Queen of Improv, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, a runner of the polar opposite, a finisher of the polar opposite, I should say, Miss Allie Mack. And over there pushing the ones and twos, our local Eagles fan, our Stranger Than Things connoisseur, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And look, our forces combined, we are the greatest sports talk radio show in this city. And we have reasons to believe so. We have proof of that. Look, I am not going to start this show without celebrating a sweep of the New Orleans Saints. Because first and foremost, that happened yesterday. And whether it's an 8-9 season or not, those don't happen a lot. The record between those two teams will tell you, because going into the first game this year, I believe it was like 56-56, if you don't count the playoff win.
Right.
If you count the playoff win, which we do because it did happen and we won it back in, I think, 91 it was, we now have a three-game lead on them. Two-game in the regular season and one in the postseason.
Yeah, I think it had been they had only won – the Falcons have won, what, 5 of the last 16, I think the number was?
Yeah, something like that.
Something crazy like that, which makes you sick to your stomach. But you're right. It was nice just to get back on the winning end of things, get to season sweep. That was a hot football team. That was a really hot football team that you played against yesterday. And as maddening as some of the things were the Falcons have done and did do, you came out with a victory. Mm-hmm. So that is something to be celebrated. I agree.
Tyler Shuck's 5-4 as a starter, Allie. Half those losses are to Atlanta and James Pierce.
Well, and we are going to be celebrating that all morning long. But look, let's just rip the Band-Aid off, because here is the headline since we last got to hang out. There is only one today. Just hours after this win that we are celebrating today, they beat the Saints 19-17. Arthur Blank decided to part ways with head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. We want you to let us know how you're feeling. Phone lines are going to be open all morning, 404-726-0929. In this statement from the Falcons, Arthur Blank said, "I have great personal affinity for both Raheem and Terry and appreciate their hard work and dedication to the Falcons, but I believe we need new leadership in these roles moving forward." When did you guys find out? Were you shocked?
Well, it's funny because we were doing bath time last night, and Amy goes, "What do you think's going to happen?" And I said my synopsis, because I was leaning towards that people were coming back just because of some of the way I thought it could work out, and based on some of the things that I already knew in the background. And so then we got done with that. We were talking, and she's like, "Well, I don't want to talk if you're going to be on your phone." And I was like, "Well, I'm sorry. They just fired Raheem." And she's like, "Well, you were wrong."
She dunked on you.
And I gave her crap. She's like, "I was just kidding." I was like, "Trust me, I can take it. I'm very aware." And so, you know, we were sitting there having a conversation, just after about to go eat dinner, honestly, and, you know, find out that it had been done.
You should have followed that up by telling her about your sack prediction.
Yeah.
After she said you were wrong. You should have told her about
that. Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that, okay?
Nah, man, I'm with you on that. No, I was in the same boat. I was putting the kids down. Obviously did the post game, you know, to about 6 o'clock. What was it? 6:15 Probably got off the air with Grant.
Yeah.
And we, you know, had a nice victorious post game show.
Yep.
And we were celebrating that and kind of wondering, you know, on air and off what the future kind of held for this team. And, you know, I know that Monday is usually the day. It has a nickname. It's Black Monday, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So kind of wondered forward what that would look like today. And I think I was a little bit surprised, not totally surprised. I think when you look at what the last couple of seasons have been and how close you could have been and how some of the situations you did kind of feel like throughout the year might have been mismanaged at mm-hmm. times, certain things, certain aspects of the team's last couple of years have felt like a debacle. Wide receiver core has been that way. But I thought you had built up enough, you know, with the 4-game win streak to probably say, hey, look, we're at least pointing in the right direction. So when I got the news last night, I'm with Bo. I was putting the kids down, got done, kind of opened up, looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, man, here we go. So, you know, hopped on with Mike Conte, who did a great job last night, kind of, you know, taking phone calls and talking to a bunch of people about what the news meant. And we'll try to do the same thing today. But I would say 60% surprise. 60%. I think I was leaning 60% towards him being back. But there you go. There you have it.
Were you more surprised that it was both of them?
No.
Because I think, didn't we just kind of, well, I'm asking, did you guys think it was going to be one or the other?
No, me and Mike Conte talked about this last night when I joined him. I thought if you're going to fire one, you fire the other. Terry Fontenot had two head coaches in his 5 years here. I thought that they did a good job identifying talent that fit what the coaches wanted to do, and that such. But 5 years as a GM, you were brought in here. I immediately thought that I had a problem with the way they messaged, or way Terry Fontenot and company decided to message his regime from day one. I had a problem with the we're gonna retool while competing. I had a problem with that. Because you gave yourself no out. You basically said our expectation is to be in the playoffs every year, no matter what our situation is, and that you have to be realistic about where you're at. And then in year one, it seemingly felt like you were doing that. In year two, you make whoever's decision it was, the Deshaun Watson debacle, which was really the turning point of this organization, to me, in a little bit of a downward spiral, and that was a clear rebuild year. And then you sold everyone a bill of goods in 23 about how talented you were with Des Reiner at quarterback, and you should have been in the playoffs that year.
Yeah. I think that probably as it sits right now, Allie, I think that's probably the way to go. But if I put myself in hindsight 24 hours ago, or maybe a little bit less than 24 hours ago, kind of around the game time yesterday, there were reports that, you know, Terry could be out and Raheem could be safe. And I thought that was a little bit of a head scratcher. I think that, you know, we've all kind of had conversations with people around the building that, you know, there's a lot of trust in the people around Terry, and that some of these people that he's made, you know, made these draft decisions. But I mean, in the end, Bo's kind of right. I think that if you're going to rip the Band-Aid off, you rip the Band-Aid off and you just say, hey, look, there were, and let me be clear, Terry made some really good moves. I think the move to, you know, to sign his name on the dotted line last year to move up and draft James Pierce, I think was a great move. And you also get Xavier Watts. People are going to, as you move towards the draft, going to say, oh, you don't have that first round pick. I am completely fine with that. You got two really good defensive starters out of that one pick. But you also go back 1 year and you look at the quarterback conundrum and it's like, well, what really was the game plan here? And the fact that neither part of that game plan has really worked out is crazy. And I think that when you're going to make a move like that, a huge splash move that is way different than anything we've ever seen in the NFL, it has to work out if you're the GM. And if it doesn't, nothing else is going to matter at the time, and here we sit. So it is it's just one of those situations where I could have gone either way on him, and they make the move, and you're like, all right, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of speculation until we get more information, and Arthur Blank will be giving a press conference on Thursday. But what I keep going back to in the video that you keep seeing on Twitter is Raheem getting that hug from Arthur Blank yesterday after the game. And the decision was made 4 hours later after that hug. Clearly the decision was made way before then. And I think we've all been in that situation where hindsight's 2020, we were like, oh, everyone in the room knew. Everybody in the room knew. And so my heart breaks when I see that video, but I also understand the decision. And business is business. Things have to happen the way they do. But did you know at any certain point during the season, or when do you believe this decision was made?
It's tough.
Probably the Seahawks lost when you were eliminated from the playoffs. It's easy to go back and say you can't lose 30-0 to the Panthers and you can't lose 34-10, I believe it was, to the Dolphins. But I wholeheartedly believe if your goal was to make the playoffs this year, which obviously it was, when you were I always thought Raheem was going to be judged for the entire season, not the final four games, not the first five games. Finishing tied for first place in the division, but the fact that you were eliminated was it the first week of December? That was it, right? That was the 7th, I believe, was the day you were eliminated. That was it right there. Because that was the goal. And so you not only were you were eliminated with fashion. I mean, they beat us. They beat us down.
We didn't go down swinging.
Yeah,
that was pretty. And it got handled.
And so I would say that. I want to say something real quick. I know Mike wants to answer, but if you're tweeting or reading someone tweet that the Falcons are going to or should make an announcement about who the head coach and GM are going to be on Thursday, I would tell you that that is the most ignorant, asinine thing you could read. They might announce who, if they bring in someone to be a football czar, like a president of football operations, that could be announced. But they can't even interview guys yet that are on coaching staffs by Thursday. So, I mean, unless their season's over. So any of these guys in the playoffs might can't be interviewed until the new rule, I think, is after the first week of the playoffs, right? So just remember that. I think that's important to put out there.
Yeah, I think if you go back to when I probably thought that this is going to not end well, mm-hmm. I think the Seattle game is the best way to kind of look at that situation. I would even say at the point you lost to the Jets the way you did, there was really no coming back from that one. You know, and I think that people are going to look at this whole conundrum that you're in, the fact that you didn't go to the playoffs and go, well, if you'd have changed that situation, or if you'd have changed that situation, or if you'd have switched this one thing. And all those things can be true, but you didn't.
Right.
And I think that yesterday, when it came down to it, Allie, my thought process was he had a chance to hire a new defensive coordinator last year, and maybe he'll be given a chance to hire a new offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. But the bottom line is he's the one who made all those hires in the first place. And so if you're giving a guy a second chance at all of those positions, then maybe he's not the one that should be making the second choice, you know? And that's really what it kind of fell back to for me. So I will be curious, and Bo brought it up. We have a lot of time to talk about what Thursday means and when these next coaches will be selected and who it is. But in the end, I think that you look at that entire last month of the year and you have to kind of throw it out because there were meaningless games, and it just is what it is.
They were, but it was you and me 1 week ago today, Mike, talking about how it's muddy now. The decision is muddy.
For sure.
Because everything was changing.
I'll go there with you, and I thought with four games left, I thought if they go 4-0, he can save his job. I even said, I think I said it on air with you, if they're 3-1, he can't save his job. 4-0 might save his job. 3-1, he's out.
Right.
And you went 4-0 anyways, and he still got fired.
Yeah.
Which is, it is what it is, man. You didn't feel like you were headed in the right direction. And I think it was, and I'm curious to get Bo's perspective on this. We got plenty of time to talk about this. Watching the game yesterday, even though you won, gave me no reason to think that the right coaching staff was in place. Like, I was watching that game yesterday going, this is maddening.
I thought it might have been
maddening.
I thought it might have been the worst offensive game plan that Zach Robinson's had.
I think it was the worst day of offensive line play that I've seen maybe since we've been doing this show.
And
that is really going out on a limb.
And God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. And I blame a lot of that on the offensive coordinator yesterday.
Yeah.
I blame a lot of that on the scheme and the play call and what they were trying to do. I've seen good from Zach, too. I think Zach's done a good job since Kirk's took over. I didn't know what their thought process was yesterday with trying to block those two guys, knowing if we know,
and we said it in the pregame
show, if we know that our guys are going to have a problem blocking those guys, then you damn well better do something to help them. And it didn't look like they did it. But
your answer can't just be man up.
Yeah.
that's not going to happen.
But it's just not one thing or the other. This was a sum of all parts. But I do personally believe that there is a structure change coming. And I don't want to hear about anybody other than the fact of that's in the building that goes there every day. And I do believe that if you're going to bring in a football president of football operations, which I believe something like that's going to happen, you bring that person in and either let them be the GM or let them hire their GM/coach. And I know that there's a lot of questions about how that's going to happen.
There are so many questions, a lot to unpack today with the shakeup at Flowery Branch. We are taking your calls, covering it all morning long. 404-726-0929. We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Let's go ahead and get this phone number out there. We are taking your calls all morning on the changes coming out of Flowery Branch, 404-726-0929. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot are out. Decision was made just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17, bringing the season to 8-9.
It almost, hearing you say it out loud feels surreal.
Yeah.
Been so much build up to this time, this day really, in a lot of different ways when you look at the elimination from the playoffs. But hearing it said out loud like that, it almost feels strange. If I'm being real, it's like, okay, we are here, we are in this moment, and the next however many years of this franchise could be developed in the coming days, and
right.
And it should be, and hopefully there is some kind of, I keep using the term linear vision from the top down, because I have been so upset, and we've talked about this for the last couple of years, at how things in this organization do not line up with one another. We have just certain pieces that fit certain things, and they're all kind of made based off decisions that I think you could probably say in the last couple of years have been to save jobs or whatever, you know, to kind of make things bulletproof that you can't fail with two of this and two of that. I just want things to start lining up, and I want us to start accumulating talent that is all pointed in the direction that the linear vision has for this organization.
I'm glad you went there. That's the biggest thing for me. Here's what you got to do. This is why I want a football czar, a football president of operations, a guy that just says, the GM and the coach come to me, and it's my vision, so to speak, and they're executing it in a certain way, right? And really the vision is to get to all things be focused in Flowery Branch on football. And then because I do believe you and I have talked in depth and you've helped your thought about the run, the way that the offense has been ran the last couple of years has enlightened me to look at the defense and what we've done with defense. And you went through three defensive coordinators in 3 years. And Todd just hit me up on Twitter and was like, would you bring Ulbrich in as the head coach? And no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because right now I think Jeff Ulbrich is better suited as a DC. And then someone, and I know you've brought this up, and I agree with the thought, is that no matter what, you got to retain Ulbrich. Well, and not you per se, Mike, but I've seen other people say clean house and then say keep Ulbrich. Well, that's literally the opposite of cleaning house. And here's what you can't do. You can't hire a GM and say, to me, this is why I want a president of football operations to be named, because I don't believe you hire a GM and say, here's your head coach, and vice versa. So what I believe is that it has you if you're the president of football operations, you say, look, you're my GM. This is what I want in a coach. Go hire the right guy, right? Sure. And if I'm the head coach, what I have to do is come in here and stop saying I'm going to run my system with those pieces. That is bad coaching. We need to finally, and that has to be the mindset of the head coach. That has to be said before. What I want is when I'm hiring a coordinator, if I'm the head coach, I need to take a look at this personnel, and my system is based on that, which is a wide zone type system. And damn it, go run wide zone based on your personnel and figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
And then on defense, I need to go look at this defense and say, well, we have a smallish, quicker defensive front that is good at getting upfield and attacking. What can I do scheme-wise to build around that? And I also want to say this, and I really want some back and forth from both of y'all on this, or maybe y'all's thoughts, but the defense is in a little bit of a transitional stage, more than you think. Caden Ellis is a free agent. Do I think he fits? Divine Diablo is a guy you just brought in here. Do you go re-sign Caden Ellis and say, I liked what these guys were, or do you find a guy that is more Divine Diablo-ish, that is Deion Jones-ish, that fits, that smaller, can move around, right?
Yeah.
You have your edges. Do you go bring in a David Onyemata-style player, but bigger, and that can kind of eat up a little bit more? Because I thought David Onyemata played really good this year.
Yeah.
And Jesse Bates. Do you say Jesse trained at Xavier Watts? He's in his last year of his deal. Let's cut our losses. Or do you say we got to have that? And I personally believe this one. We got to re-sign him to lower that cap hit. And then you have the Kirk Cousins contract looming. And what do you do with that? There are some big decisions that literally reset the franchise to me. And that's why the clean cut is a little bit easier to understand. That's my personal feeling. I could be wrong. There are also some things that hamstring you, though.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, let me hold you to task on that, because you're talking about starting over cleaning house, but then you also kind of brought up the offense coordinator needs to run a certain scheme based off the personnel. And that's what I think my fear is with Jeff Ulbrich walking out the door, is that it feels like with the personnel you have defensively, that you found somebody that can solve those issues that have really plagued you for the last 10 years when you look at the pass rush, right? And so I think that there's certain things that can be put around him. Now, I don't think that you tell the head coach, hey, you have to retain Jeff Ulbrich or the GM or whoever else, but I think whatever head coach is brought in would probably be smart to give it a look and say that, you know, that's a possibility, much in the way that, like you're talking about, if you bring in an offense coordinator, they have to simply kind of refocus what they want to do around what we have. And I think it's a great point you bring up about the defensive personnel. I think Nate Landman's a prime example of what you're talking about. Nate Landman did not fit here with what we wanted to do. He goes out to the L.A. Rams, and all of a sudden he's a Pro Bowl captain, a guy that's being celebrated week in and week out.
And Devon Diablo is the exact opposite.
And they're exact opposite players, and they both fit schematically what you've asked, you know, of them to do. We knew we needed to get more athletic. Nate Landman didn't exactly fit that. They needed a downhill linebacker. They found that guy, right? But I do look at the offensive line, and that's the one thing for me I look at. You mentioned Kirk Cousins got to figure it out. Kyle Pitts got to figure it out. Algier, Caden Ellis. I mean, you go all the way down. Darnell Mooney, to an extent. I know he's under contract, but I think that's a conversation you have to have. The offensive line to me is the one thing. You've signed extensions to three of the five of those guys, and Matthew Bergeron deserves an extension as well and should be looked at going into this year, depending on who's in charge of this whole thing. Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry are all under contract for the next three seasons.
Yeah, you can't. There's no moving on, but right. You do need to start looking maybe at the future.
I agree. And that's exactly, when we started this segment, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I need somebody to decide, does Chris Lindstrom fit what we do? Does Caleb McGarry fit what we do? Does Jake Matthews in the picture? And shout out to Mr. Yo, because he tweeted yesterday, hey, we need to remake this offensive line. And he tweeted out a picture of those three guys. One of those guys is going in the Ring of Honor. One of those guys is going to the Pro Bowl this year, and one of those guys had nothing to do with the on-field product this season in Caleb McGarry.
And here's what I tell Mr. Yo. Oh, you want to go there? Then stop campaigning for number 8 to be here. Because number 8, you're playing a man down when you put number 8 at tight end and ask him to do anything. So stop telling me he has to be there, because you're literally hamstringing your own offensive line.
Yeah, that where we get called, where we're bad in short yardage and we get called a finesse offense and bad in short yardage, that goes back to exactly what that is, and it goes back to the identity of what we want to be offensively.
You need a guy in the mold of a George Kittle or a Trey McBride. I know those guys don't grow on trees, but the point of that comment is you need a guy that can block like Charlie Warner, but catch like one of those, at least have it somewhere in that type of range of that can get open and make contested catches. Because this fantasy world where you live in, where you have this hybrid tight end wide receiver thing, it doesn't work if you're already a little bit light in the ass up front. And you are, as an offensive line.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, emotions clearly are high in the city today with the release of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. We do want to take your calls. Let's fit in Sean right now. Sean's calling in from Conyers. Sean, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to say that I'm very, very happy with the dismissal of both the GM and head coach. It was overdue. You know, everybody keep raving about the 4-game winning streak. That should have been going on in the beginning of the season. Everybody keeps saying they was happy with Terry and what he was doing, but the man ain't had no playoff team his whole duration as a GM, and that's unacceptable. You get paid to perform your duties for your boss, and if you don't deliver, then unfortunately that's the consequences that comes with having that position. You know, as a born and raised citizen of Atlanta, Georgia, you know, we're tired of the losing, man. You know, we want a winning atmosphere. We want the stadium to be like the other stadiums around the the world, where it feels like football atmosphere. You know, we don't care what color the quarterback is. We want someone that's going to come in, that's going to lead these guys to get paid a lot of money to play a game that us working people enjoy watching them do.
Yep.
You know, I feel like the Raheem Morris guy should have never been hired from day one. It's time for the organization to hire a real football coach, a Mike McCarthy, you know, someone that knows how to carry a clipboard or a piece of paper in his hand and make adjustment when needed, man. Yeah. I mean, this guy was on the sideline like he was a fan, man. Looking up at the jumbo screen and everything. It's unacceptable, man.
Everybody hated that dream. Or look at the halo. And I do want to talk about this when we get back. I think this has to be an offensive guy. I just personally look at that and think, And I don't know, McCarthy, that's a conversation we can have, but I think this has got to be an offensive hire.
I think it's funny because every time a coach is starts losing, you find something you don't like.
Oh, it's all about the wins and losses, for sure.
But you find something on the sideline, like Arthur Smith, people didn't like how he looked smug and angry, and you know the way he you know, Dan Quinn was, you know, they called him Coach Bro. It's too many slogans, Coach Bro, and Raheem was.
It did boggle the mind, though. I'm with you. It did boggle the mind. Raheem just never seemed to be talking to people on the sideline every time. And I don't know if it was just simply what they showed him doing a lot of times on the TV cameras, but it was always like looking up at the Halo board, talking in the headset, looking at the Halo board, talking in the headset, talking to the referee, talking in the headset. It was very interesting to me.
Absolutely. I mean, and on reality shows, they always call that, oh, you're getting a bad edit. When they only show like the bad
splicing
things
together the wrong
but
footage.
You can't give a bad edit if you're doing it. Yeah. Anyway, we are going to continue to unpack this. Get your calls in. We're covering the changes all morning. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, both out just hours after the game. Your calls, 404-726-0929, are next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. We are taking your calls on the shakeup at Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, both out. The announcement came just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints yesterday. The number is 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Cascade. Meat has been waiting on the line for us. Meat, good morning. What do you have for us this morning?
Hey, what's up, everybody, man?
Hey,
I want to start off by saying I am a big supporter of Arthur Blank, of what he's done for the city, and I think he's one of the best owners we'll ever have and ever had, but he jumped the gun on this one. I think it creates instability. It messes up the continuity the defense had built. Nobody's talking about all the injuries that we faced. Drake London missed a bunch of games. Darnell Mooney. It was just a tumultuous season from the jump. And I can see that the defense was playing their butts off to save this man's job. Outside of Kyle Pitts and Kurt, they were auditioning for other teams, but everybody else, they were playing their butts off for this man. And I think they better make a good hire, because I think they probably messed up the locker room with this, man. I think they jumped the gun on the firing, man. They should at least let him finish out the contract.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I think that is one of my concerns. I think I would I think I would be willing to say that I am concerned about the defense continuity. We talk about messing up the quarterback position. I have that fear, and that's why I said what I said earlier about Jeff Ulbrich. I have the fear that without Jeff Ulbrich here, all of a sudden those two first-round picks you made last year, plus Xavier Watts, that really hampers what they're able to do. 10.5 sacks for James Pierce this year. You set a franchise record. What does that look like in year two if Jeff Ulbrich's not the guy? If you go back to a Ryan Nielsen style or, you know, some of the other, one of the other coordinators you've had on the defensive side of the ball in the last 4 years. I don't know. That's a big fear of mine, and that's why I tweeted about it yesterday. I was like, I think Jeff, and this was before he was fired, but I was like, I think Jeff Ulbrich deserves the right to be around here, you know, no matter what happens with this regime. If they had retained Raheem and said, we just simply didn't want to lose Jeff Ulbrich, I'd have said, all right, I get it.
Well,
but that's not what happened.
Well, to be fair, we don't know what's happening because when Arthur Smith was fired, we initially didn't want Ryan Nielsen interviewing anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then we released him to get interviewed because I think it kind of came, I think when the, you know, when you got kind of down to it, he didn't want to be here. I don't know what Ulbrich might want to be here. So you might go to Jeff and say, hey, we would prefer to, we're going to initially deny, you know, your right to interview because you have him under contract. Most likely it was a 2 or 3 year deal. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not knowledgeable to know that every assistant's contract, but most likely it's a multi-year contract.
Yeah,
where you have him under and you can deny his right to interview anywhere else until you get at least like a little bit further down the road. Because guess what? I mean, you might hire the GM first and the GM might say, this is what I want to do. A lot of times teams like to bring in to do the press conference at the same time. It doesn't always mean that one was hired before the other. But sometimes it's easier to do that because of if you're hiring a guy from the playoffs. That's what I tried to say earlier. This is not – you have to move quickly in this process, but you also – when you're moving quickly, you're just going to have to get your ducks in a row. There's a lot of things going on. You got futures. You've got guys that are being you don't want – some guys just kind of just walking out, never hearing from them again. Like,
yeah, I think it's safe to say they're all concerned about their future, right? They're trying to look for the next step and so on as well.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts and – you kind of got to figure out your path, and that's part of it. So I would say this, though. I understand his point, and I agree with a lot of it about, you know, the guys played for Raheem, and they never quit. But when you get blown out 3 times as an NFL team in one season, with or without the injuries – how hard you play? New Orleans had a massive amount of injuries. They came in yesterday. They didn't get blown out. It was a rivalry game, a little bit different, but you also got blown out in a rivalry game in week 3. So I understand. I'm not saying I don't want to hear it, but I think that's where you have to understand that sometimes decisions are made all in a hole and not a 4-game stretch.
Well, and I'll say this too, and I told this to Mike Conte last night before we get to the next caller. I would have gone to bat for Mike Shula in 2006, and then they hired Nick Saban, right? Ended with a national title. I would have done the same thing for Mike Smith in 2014. They hired Dan Quinn. He goes to the Super Bowl 2 years later. It's just one of those things where, unfortunately, relationships are tough. And I think that a lot of times you feel a sense of fault if you're a player in this situation. If you like Raheem, if Raheem has been good to you, if Raheem or Terry drafted you, especially if Terry drafted you, you feel like he has put his job on the line for you. And if you don't deliver in those situations, you feel a sense of fault. And I think that that's why you heard a lot of the players say what they did yesterday and come out and say, hey, I'll go to bat for this guy. I want him to be here. Because in the end, if you have good relationships with these guys, you want to keep them around and make sure you keep that stability and make sure you panned out what your end of the bargain was.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear a lot of the players going to bat, like you said, for Raheem yesterday, only to have the decision made just a couple hours right after that.
Yeah.
Let's go back out to the phones. We've got Sean in Conyers on the line. Sean, good morning. How are you feeling about the changes in Flowery Branch this morning? All right, let's move on to Sam in Villarica. Sorry, Sean, we didn't get to you fast enough. We're going to go to Sam in Villarica. Sam, how are you feeling about the changes in Flowery Branch?
Well, I was hoping that that they would have an opportunity to build on the positive momentum, you know. But I mean, what's going to happen is that on the opening day of next season, we're going to have our third coach in 4 years, which is what I didn't want. But with that said, you have to earn the right to come back. And if you look at the fact that the Carolina Housecats are going to the playoffs as division winners at 8-9, the fact of the matter is we gave away three to five games, definitely three. You knew at the end of last year you had a problem with the kicker. You went the entire offseason and didn't address it, and you lose week one to a division rival who also finished at 8-9. You lose week one on a kicker when you knew you had a kicker problem the year before, you didn't correct it. You let the one-win Miami Dolphins come into this building and embarrass us on our field, and you should be fired for losing to the Jets regardless. So if you win any of those games, let alone the game you gave away against New England, let alone the game you gave away against Indianapolis, if you lose one of any of those games, you win any one of those games, you are a division winner. We're going to the playoffs, and you are building going forward based on a great draft that Terry Fontenot had. But this is a combination of terrible decisions, starting with taking a tight end fourth overall, including paying an old crippled Kirk Cousins $180 million with the no-trade clause. This is a culmination of bad decisions, and they did not earn the right to come back. Even though I would have preferred them to have that opportunity, they didn't earn it. So we are where we are.
Man, let's go. He was spot on. That's one of the best phone calls we've had in a long time. That was spot on. I feel exactly like he did. Like, I would have loved to build off the positive momentum. Yeah. And I've said multiple times already in the show, I think Jeff Ulbrich, to me, is like the linchpin in this whole thing. Like, I think that Jeff Ulbrich, it's going to make me sick to think about him walking out the door. But the bottom line is, you lost so many games in ways that were inexplicable. And while I think Raheem, I look at it and go, oh, man, he made a really good hire the second time around in the D.C. He made bad hires all the way through all three coordinators when he initially got the job, and that's what sealed his fate.
I disagree on the special teams because he retained Marquise Williams. And
sure.
Guys, special teams was good until this year. The kicker losing his way is definitely something to talk about with Koo, with the injury, and do you believe it was mishandled? But as far as the units as a whole, the special teams was good until this year. Now this year was brutal. There's no way around that. But special teams won you a couple of games last year. Remember Kadarius Hodge twice last year? In the 2024 yeah. season, sniffing out fake punts and making those plays to secure games twice. So to me, the special teams unit was good until this year, and this year it was an unmitigated disaster. And I will give you that. And that, therefore, I do believe you had to. I thought Raheem here or not, he had to. If Raheem was going to be here today and tomorrow and 2026. To me, it would have to be under the belief that you would replace two of your three coordinators.
And that's all I was trying to say a minute ago was you already had to replace your defense coordinator. And if you have to make different decisions based around your offense coordinator, special teams, then you made, I guess, I understand what you're saying in hindsight. It was the right move, but you can't go back in hindsight. But I'm just saying if you have to, within your first 2 years, fire all three coordinators that you were brought in, that you
it
brought in.
It looks bad.
It looks bad.
I just don't.
There's no two ways about that.
I just, yeah, and I agree with that as a whole. I guess I would say that to say that he hired the wrong guy for special teams in year one, I just don't believe that because I think if you revisit special teams last season, other than the kick and you can, and who made that decision to keep Koo? Who made that decision last year?
Right.
Who made the decision to not put him on the IR sooner than later? Who made the decision to not bring in Zane Gonzalez? You could have signed. Let me tell you something. Zane Gonzalez tried out the first time. And had Zane Gonzalez been the kicker that you, when you cut Koo, the kicker that you brought in instead of
Parker Romo?
Great call.
Great
I couldn't remember. I was like, what was that guy's name?
All I could
think of was Riley Patterson.
I was about to throw you up the bat, and Allie jumped in and saved us both.
Yeah.
But Parker Romo, You're in the playoffs. Because, by the way, you win New England. Because Zane Gonzalez wasn't missing those kicks unless they were blocked.
Do you think, and this is a conversation that I want to have in the next hour, do you think it's almost a blessing in disguise that we did not make it to the playoffs at 8-9? Dude, would you have really felt that much better about this team had we won the tiebreaker in the division? Because I'm looking at
winning winning covers a lot of holes.
I agree, but if it was a three-way tie. So you weren't – it's not that you were winning. It's just that you won the tiebreakers. You're going to go play a playoff game, and you possibly get beat in the first round. Would that – that would have saved Raheem's job, but would you have really felt better about this team moving forward?
Because then we still would have MacGyvered next season.
Right. Then all of a sudden we're still – that's where I'm at a crossroads with. And that's why I look at Carolina, and I'm almost like, I'm glad you're going to the playoffs for you, but I don't know if that covers up some of the deficiencies I've seen from that team throughout the season, even though they beat the Falcons twice.
Here's what I would say is you maybe did this a year early because you don't know when Penix is going to be ready. You don't know when what is next year? And I think expectations – you know how like in Vegas when there's a game on the board and then there's an injury that kind of throws it into uncertainty and you pull the game off the board. I think you take the Falcons' expectations and you pull it off the board for next year. Because it is a complete find out what I got in a lot of ways, and primarily at the most important position in football. And I do believe the thought that can you bring in an offensive-minded coach? I saw somebody put this out there, and I don't necessarily believe this is where they're going to go, but there are going to be a lot of angry people if they went out and got, like, the Rams assistant general manager, John McKay, which has he's helped do a good job in L.A. with Les Snead.
Oh, my gosh,
but it's also Rich's son.
This city.
And then gets Baby LaFleur, which is Mike, Matt's little brother, who coaches Green Bay, Mike LaFleur, who was – yeah, and if you did that, you probably do keep Ulbrich because they know each other.
And you probably have your gap quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo come with them. There you go.
But to go back at you, isn't that why you need, like, with the expectations down, wouldn't it be nice then to have a new crew to settle in for a year while expectations are down to get set for the following season? There are just so many questions this morning.
Yeah. Now, I think that's got to be the game plan, though. I think your point is correct. I think that's got to be the game plan.
Well, it was an immediate decision yesterday as soon as the season was over. Raheem and Terry are out. We got to talk about the future of the Falcons. Take your calls as well. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.